don't have a timer. Do I need a timer?
Five.
You want me to start a timer?
No.
Four. I can start one.
Five.
Here's the thing. Have you ever practiced counting down faster? Like it's an, you know. You know how you.
Five.
You know
four. Oh, he's talking.
You know how you want me to.
Talking again. Five.
You know how you want me to have energy? Again. Energy!
Five. I'm dying. Five, four, three.
Oh!
Hey.
Who?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Where?
Hey.
Back in the basement.
Yep.
We already know that because you just... No, you haven't heard. Wait, do you know?
I don't know what you heard.
That episode's not released yet.
What episode?
Peter and Macy.
Oh.
Do we give it away?
So...
Do we want to give... They know.
Today is Tuesday, August 25th.
Happy 38th birthday.
I muted myself. Okay, you know what? Let's mention that.
That's stupid.
My mom has no idea how old I am.
We went to a little dinner that your mother put on for your birthday.
Yep.
And you convinced her, or you were gaslighting her.
I've been doing this
about
for
your
about
age
3 years now.
And she was, she was just freaking out.
We had the whole house trying to figure out how old I was.
Yeah.
Sue was Googling me. And somehow, I can't believe it, but the fucking internet knows that,
it knows
that my name, they know my name, they know what house I own,
yeah.
And they know that I'm in my 30s. They don't know how old I am explicitly,
the internet,
so it did not give them an answer they were looking for, but it knows I'm in my mid-30s.
The internet knows more than that. If you have the money and the wherewithal, you can get all that information.
Yeah, but it's nobody not spends money.
Yeah, they're not your family.
Anyway. This is just a quick little teaser of a show.
Yeah.
We don't do these too.
You know
too
why? Because you're a freeloading faggot.
Yeah, free people. You fucking people. So, we...
Flagla.
Over the last little over a week...
Uh-huh.
We've recorded eight.
Seven.
Eight.
Including the real episode we did here with Peter and Macy.
We've recorded...
That's eight shows.
Eight different shows. You're only going to get access to six.
Oh.
Six of them.
Damn.
That's it. It's six.
Sucks to be poor.
So what happened to the other two? Well, the other two, we just so happened to be drunker than the six.
Drunker and dumberer.
Yeah. But those two.
Yeah.
Which are the second episode from the recording.
Correct.
Called
Yakin' Over Dinner? Yakin' At Dinner?
What is that?
That's 438.
Oh, yakking over dinner.
Yakking over dinner.
Episode 439. PCL only.
Only.
Where do you find PCL only content?
PorkmanShow.com/VIP.
Yeah. And then we go ahead and we record the third episode titled Ignoragon.
Oh, you know what? You know what Patreon has now? Annual payments. So if you want to pay us for like an entire year, you get a, I think, 15% discount.
Yeah, and that way if we quit next week, you're fucked.
We got your money, bitch.
So then we go on to record Ignoragon after yakking over dinner. So if you're just a free person, you don't get to hear everything that led up to Ignoragon.
Oh, yes.
You miss
That's
out.
That's very true.
You're missing out.
You're going to wonder.
Yeah. You
Why?
Should really know what we discussed.
Why is there a helmet?
So
where did
exactly
this helmet come from?
On that episode... We discussed helmets. We discussed a woman named Canyon.
Canyon.
What? I mean, can you think of a better name?
Christy Canyon?
Nope. Just the Canyon's the first name.
First name.
Yep.
Ooh.
What else do we talk about? Yak meat.
We were eating burgers at the time made
How
out of yak meat.
A town. Bend can be people
Bend,
watching.
Oregon. Yeah.
We really did cover quite a bit.
Bend isn't so good when there's the Antifa riots going on, though.
That
I keep reading
didn't
about
happen.
Those. Didn't we? Didn't see any.
It
I didn't
fine.
See any.
It was perfect.
Antifaz.
It was perfect.
It was a nice time.
And
sorry, listener Ian K.
What?
Who lives in Bend?
Oh,
who
yeah.
was working out of town at the time we were there? That sucked.
So, after Ignoragon.
Oh yeah.
Which was episode 440.
Uh-huh.
We went on to record episode 441. Morrigan. Okay.
So proud of yourself.
Yep. And in Morrigan, holy cow. We got a lot going on in Morrigan.
Now, if you're a freeloader, you can read the show notes.
Yeah.
And you can see
how much you're missing out
all
on.
The goddamn notes. You know how much work I put into these?
Yeah.
Like 8 hours.
So
Monday, I put into cataloging all the places we went and hopefully I didn't fuck it all up with the dates because it was very confusing, kind of, because we would talk about shit after we would do the shit, but I wrote the notes at the time we were doing the shit, so whatever. But if you want links to all the places we went, and you could copy our little drive.
I mean,
you could replicate our trip if you
yeah,
wanted to.
You really could. And, you know, so if somebody wants to capitalize on all the work that you did, where would they go?
Portmanshow.com.
Slash?
No.
To get access
to
this.
Oh, to get the full.
Yeah.
Portmanshow.com/VIP.
There you go. Holy moly.
I mean, to get the notes work, you just go to Portmanshow.com.
So just to give you a little taste of what you're missing out on, we had trees. Then, then we ran out of trees.
Then there were no trees.
Jeez. There was hemp. We covered hemp.
Yep.
We covered the Snake River weather.
Yeah.
Also, we met a county sheriff from Idaho.
We had a nice conversation with a local.
We had an interaction with a sheriff.
Defund the police.
We stumbled across a town.
Black Lives Matter.
We learned how scary water can be.
It's pretty scary.
We found
can move.
An abandoned railroad
bridge, specifically.
Went to
which
a
was cool,
fucking
it was...
ghost town.
Did we mention the bridge had a broken mirror on it?
Oh yeah, no, that seems like bad luck.
I took a picture of it. I wish I knew why.
Seems
they
very
was there.
Unlucky.
Yeah, weird.
Went to a fucking ghost town.
Yeah.
A hot spring.
Hot spring.
I went to a hot spring. I never been to a hot spring. It was hot. Like, shockingly hot.
Like, that shit comes out of the ground burning.
That was like, I did not expect nature to be so hot.
You were like, hot springs. More like, huh. I don't know what else I would say.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, more like not springs. There we go.
there were wheat and potatoes.
Oh, yeah. We finally saw potato fields in the boring fuck parts of Idaho, and I had to poop in
a potty. Yep. What else? Oh, then... there was also Wyoming. So like
we finally made it to Wyoming.
In Moragon here, people.
Yeah.
What you're missing with Moragon is the whole rest of Oregon.
I think what was that, like 9 hours of driving?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But there was more.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, you know, I think the we have an apropos name for the show.
Indeed.
But you missed the entire state of Idaho, which was one of my favorite parts of this entire trip was Idaho. If you're not subscribed to the PCL, you're missing all of Idaho. You can't just skip Idaho.
Yeah, you're right. That would be pretty much the whole of Idaho.
Like, if you skipped Idaho and you were traveling west, you would never get past Montana. Just saying.
And Idaho was one of our favorite parts of this trip.
That's what I said.
Was beautiful.
Then, the big thing, we stayed in a little town in Wyoming where we got to go to a bar with some locals.
Locals not wearing masks.
And
no face diapers in Thane, Wyoming.
The biggest news from this episode that you're not going to get to hear unless you sign up for the PCL at
portmanshow.com/VIP.
The biggest news is you will get to hear the one and only time that Andrew almost couldn't drive.
And at one point you didn't.
But I did.
Oh.
Anyway, we can't spoil it.
Well, I think we just did.
I almost couldn't drive, people.
Okay.
So... just saying. I don't think you'll ever have another opportunity. I mean, until I'm dead, you will never have another opportunity to hear what it's like when I almost can't drive.
Yeah. I feel like it could happen again. You like your whiskey.
I'll have to try really hard. And win at darts a lot, too.
And then we ate sausages. Mmm.
So,
spicy sausage.
Yeah.
The best thing to eat after a shit ton of whiskey.
8 fucking recordings in the course of 1 week. 8 separate shows. More than 8 recordings, because we recorded multiple times and rolled them into the same show.
If we recorded multiple times in one day, I just mashed that into one day because that seemed to make sense.
Yeah. So 8 shows. 8 separate, individual, unique, different shows with varying levels of sobriety. If you are a PCL subscriber only. If you're a free person, you get 6. Stop being a fag. You know, just do it.
We even have...
it's not going to make sense. If you're only listening to the 6 free episodes, you're missing out on so much of this trip.
Because now we have a PayPal option.
Honestly, the best parts of this trip.
We've got Patreon. We've got Subscribestar.
Even,
so many ways to give us money.
Even young Nick, you know, on episode 2 of the trip, which is episode...
439.
Yeah.
Are you drunk now?
Surprised you didn't know that. On episode 439, even young Nick was a little tipsy, cooking us some dinner and having a good time.
Yeah. And I cooked, was it Brussels sprouts?
Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
Was it broccoli? Yeah. Turns out Chipotle seasoning is spicy as fuck. I thought it was not spicy. I thought it was just kind of a teensy bit of spicy, and I burned my face off.
And
I spiced the fuck out of those broccolis.
Learn how, a day and a half later, puke burned his bum off. If you subscribe to the PCO.
That's what led to the porta potty.
At portmanshow.com/VIP. So.
All right, well, there you go. There's your teaser.
I'm just saying that's what you're missing out on, and, you know, you should really go for it. We spent a lot of effort on this trip.
Yeah. You know what else is going to be? There's a few videos I might release, too, on the old Patreon.
Oh, how do you even do that? What are the videos? Give me just a little tease of what the videos might be about.
You scrabbling down some rocks
me.
And getting falling on your butt.
I don't like the idea there's videos of me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we're even going to allow that.
There was a video from the God's porch swing.
Oh, there's a video from there too.
Yeah, so you can hear and see the zip line that we talked about. The
Ooh.
Super fast zip line. I just took a quick vid. That might be it. I forget.
And I have to
say, I didn't take a whole shitload of videos, but
I've listened to 3 out of 8 of these episodes. And out of the 3 I've listened to, the one that's on the PCL, by far the best one. It really is.
Yeah. Just because you're drunk and you like it when you're drunk?
Because it was the most entertaining. I was uncomfortable while I was recording it.
Oh, I see.
Because I was flying solo at first.
Yeah, because, you know, the men were cooking.
Yeah.
Well, you were just sitting there waiting to be fed.
I think the way it works is the men sit on the couch and watch Bond films while the women cook.
No. The real cooks are men.
Okay.
That's why they are in charge of all of the fanciest restaurants, the chefs.
Well, the real entertainers are also men.
Yep. Well, what we're trying to say is we're men.
All right. Well,
yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. You're missing out.
It's time to go to bed now.
We're
going to record this little, little bit here.
I mean, if you sign up for, you know, a certain dollar amount, you get a t-shirt or a mug.
Oh, yeah.
You could get stickers. But we prefer you get the mug option. It's a nice mug.
Oh, we offloaded stickers on this trip.
Oh, yeah. I handed out stickers to all our friends, except for possibly Nick. I might have forgot.
Oh.
I think I forgot.
Just send Nick some stickers. We got his address now.
Oh, yeah, we do. I can just fucking send him anything
I want.
They
can plaster the stickers on the yaks. Yaks stickers.
Just, like, stick them on their horns. They don't care if they're on their horns.
Or bum purse stickers.
Nice.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you guys.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
He could have just agreed.
I agree with everything.